This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. As 2013 was coming to a close, and people in Western countries were spending millions of dollars on Christmas presents, garment workers in Cambodia were asking for a living income. Most of them were earning the country's minimum wage of $80 a month, about $2 a day. Finally, after months of negotiations, some 350,000 workers hit the picket lines on December 25th, Christmas Day. What happened afterwards was murder. I talked to Jeff Hermansen about the situation. Mr. Hermansen is the Director of Global Strategies for Workers United, SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. I asked him what the workers in Cambodia were demanding when they went on strike.
There are 600,000 garment workers in Cambodia. It's one of the largest garment-producing countries. And their demands were for an increase in the minimum wage. The minimum wage currently in Cambodia is $80 a month. The workers were expecting significant increase. They were asking for an increase to $160 a month, which is what investigators say is necessary for a dignified life in Cambodia. Instead, the government proposed a minimum wage of $100 a month, far short of what the workers expected. And that was the reason the strike began on December 25th.
What are the major brands that are sourcing their garments from the factories employing the workers?
The major brands are all the brands that you recognize. It's Gap, it's H&M, it's Levi's, it's Zara, it's Walmart, C&A. All of the big retailers are also their target. Kmart, et cetera. But really the biggest brands there are Gap and H&M, then Walmart is third.
9 days into the strike on January 3rd, the government intervened. Tell us why it did that and then what happened.
During the first week of the strike, the Employers Association, the Garment Manufacturers Association in Cambodia, was constantly pressuring the government to take action, publicly calling for the government to repress the strike and threatening to move production out of Cambodia. They applied for export permits to send machines and fabrics out of the country. We believe this was an empty threat. It was blackmail, but it ultimately pressured the government into using deadly force against the workers. Government was also pressured by the Korean embassy. Many of the employers are Korean, and the Korean embassy, there are documents on the web that show that the Korean embassy was calling upon the government to repress the strike. And finally, at a Korean-owned factory, the repression began with a provocation by the military, who actually threw stones at the workers, which occasioned the workers to throw stones back. And then the clubs came out, and many people were injured. A bunch were arrested. And the next day, on January the 5th, a similar incident occurred where the military police threw objects at the workers. The workers responded, and then the military pulled their AK-47s and started shooting right into the crowd. And at least four persons were killed. We think there were five killed, and many were injured seriously. So, that shooting was then praised by Ken Liu, the executive director of the Garment Manufacturers Association, one of the most barbaric statements I've ever seen. I don't know how Western brands can accept that a representative of their suppliers would make remarks praising the government for shooting workers in the street.
What is happening right now? Are the workers still fighting openly to improve their wages and working conditions?
You know, after the shooting, the unions called upon the workers to go back to work. They called off the strike. They haven't given up their demand. But the situation is so tense and volatile right now, and people are so shocked and horrified at the government's action. It didn't end with the shooting of the workers. They then sent armed bands in civilian clothes. We don't know if they're military or just fascist gangs to take down the encampment that the opposition party had set up in so-called Freedom Park. And they beat many people up. We have at least 23 workers and union leaders arrested and being held in a notoriously bad prison in Kampong Cham. It's really a very, very bleak situation. We've entered a period of barbarism, and the workers still need this increase, but they've gone back to work out of necessity.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help the garment workers in Cambodia?
We've been demonstrating at Cambodian embassies around the world, including the embassy in Washington, D.C. There were embassy demonstrations in Hong Kong, in Bangkok, in London, several other countries. Really, that is a good way of bringing pressure on the Cambodian government. But I think really the key to this lies with the global brands. And if unions that have collective bargaining relationships with these brands should be speaking to them, unions that have other means of contacting these brands should be speaking to them and telling them to put pressure on their own suppliers and on the Cambodian government, because these brands are the lifeline of the Cambodian economy. Without the orders from Gap, H&M, Walmart, Target, you know, the Cambodian economy cannot function. And if the economy can't function, the government will fall. So I think, you know, they do have the means of forcing the Cambodian government to cease their repression of the workers, to give them an increase in the minimum wage to a level where workers are not fainting at their workstations because of malnutrition, which has been the case over the last couple of years in Cambodia. We've got to do something.
So what can be done?
We have to lift the bottom, because there is a race to the bottom in the garment industry. And the way we see lifting conditions for workers in the entire supply chain up through retail is by lifting workers who are at the bottom. Those workers are not objects of charity. They are a source of power for the labor movement as a whole. And in the garment industry, the Cambodian garment workers are a source of power. And working with them, we believe we can change conditions throughout the industry.